Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune.
Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon and this is Technory Live from WGN Radio with Matt Lazatter. You're listening to a pretty good show so far, I think. I think we've got people going.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've got some exciting topics on talking about the crowdsourcing.
Crowdsourcing is great. And you know what? Speaking of crowdsourcing, two crowd components here. Crowdfunding is one side, which we've talked about last week with Republic, republic.co, which is a platform that you can go and do equity crowdfunding. So there's the crowd there. And then there's actually using the people of the crowd to be part of the product. And that's what the next guest does. Fatima Diko is the CEO of Jetpack. She is joining us via phone right now. Jetpack, I'm going to have you explain what Jetpack is, but I just want to say, like, as a person who's kind of looking over overview of it, thinking back to college, the cold nights of Milwaukee and at Northwestern, very, very cold along the lake of Lake Michigan, having to run to a store or something to get stuff, like late because I didn't have, well, stuff, drinks, things like that, you know, hangover remedies, some books, occasionally books, cell phones, cell phone chargers, all this other stuff. It was impossible. It was so cold and bitter. And Jetpack now kind of empowers all the students and provides them with the ability to help each other out. So Fatima, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Why don't you give the audience a little bit of a rundown on what Jetpack is? I'm a little removed from university and I wasn't at Stanford. So I'm gonna leave it to you and Stanford to tell us how this works.
Awesome. So Jetpack, you know, our primary mission is to make consumer products available in less than 15 minutes. And so, you know, as you were mentioning, we noticed as students, there are tons of moments where we would just need specific products right away. So whether that was a phone charger, hangover meds, feminine hygiene products for women, you know, there are a lot of moments where you didn't necessarily need a full-size version of a product. You just needed that product immediately. And so, you know, our solution, you know, as we thought about it a bit more, was why don't we just pre-stock students who are all around campus? Let's give them really cool backpacks, and let's put the most important things inside of the backpacks. And then let's use a mobile technology to link people who need things with the people who have them. And, you know, at first it sounded a little crazy, right? Let's just get people to run around with products inside of backpacks. But the thing that really sparked the idea to do this is this idea of the final mile of delivery. You know, if we think about companies like Postmates and the larger delivery companies, the only area where they don't benefit from economies of scale is that final mile of delivery. So, you know, whether there's 1,000 people in their delivery fleet or 100,000 people in their delivery fleet, they're not any faster in the 0 to 15-minute time frame because the person who can park the fastest, find the right dorm building the fastest, and even have access into the building will have a competitive advantage on speed.
I was just going to say, if I could cut in there for a second, the one thing that's the part of this life that was unique, at least to me, was remembering campus life. And how challenging if you didn't have access to certain buildings or, like, quite honestly, you just didn't know where to go. I mean, the campus, like, campuses to students seem simple, but campuses to people who work around the area as a delivery service person, you're not going to know, like, the nook and cranny of the union, and you certainly aren't going to have an access to get into it. So I never really went into the library all that frequently, but I heard that you needed to swipe a card to get in multiple doors. And so,
right.
Like, how would I, and that's, I'm assuming that's where a lot of these products are going to end up. People hanging out in the union or the library or you know, grabbing food or something there and just need something quickly and don't want to stop what they're doing. So this sort of gives you a way to jump in and not have to let that be a barrier.
Absolutely. And, you know, on top of that, enabling college students to make, you know, a little cash in the process. So we pay Jetpackers the equivalent of $20 an hour. And, you know, that means a lot to a college student. I mean, I know you probably remember your college days, but just having enough, you know, a few hundred dollars a week for food or, you know, for some people, you know, the booze money, that sort of thing. That is a really big thing.
I had to shake my friends down over games of poker. That was the only way I made any money. I was kind of lazy, so I didn't work. But like, and then by the end of it, they stopped letting me play with them. And then I was just broke. So this would have been pretty handy.
Totally. So we launched on Stanford's campus this past spring. Our average delivery time was about 7 minutes. Our top-selling product was chewable coffee.
Shocker. a lot of that going to the D school and the engineering school, I suspect.
Exactly. The library is like the hot spot for where jetpackers need to be. And the cool thing is, as jetpackers do become more entrepreneurial, you know, if I am going to the library, I'll bring a little more Chewable coffee or a few energy drinks, because I know that, all right, this is an area that's going to be pretty high in demand for those products. And so it just really empowers students to be super entrepreneurial.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's it's cool that it started at a very entrepreneurial school. So I have no doubt you'll be successful. Let's talk a little bit more about the equity crowdfunding side of this. So one of the things that I particularly like about Republic, and Technori, full disclosure, has been a partner of Republic since the day that Republic launched. And we actually are maybe gonna kind of sort of thinking about doing a crowdfunding campaign on our own. And the reason I like it is that usually when you're raising money, assuming you don't, you know, not done this many times, and you don't have a staff that can really like just focus on raising capital and the rest of the team focus on doing their job, you have to pause. You have to like hit the pause button. You can't just like, you're always campaigning when you're raising money. You're always sort of begging and pitching and have to be everywhere at all times. This enables you to do it while marketing. So you literally get to put your product in front of everyone and say, hey, if you like it, you can invest in it. If you don't like it, you know, sorry, basically.
Right. Absolutely. And I think what's super exciting for us, and, you know, anybody can invest as little as $50 on our platform today. You know, you go onto republic.co/jetpack, you can watch a video and you can invest. But why that's super important to Jetpack is, you know, before, you know, regulations were put in place to enable anyone to invest, you know, you had to be an accredited investor. And, you know, what this means is you make over $200,000 a year, or you have more than $1 million in assets. And obviously our main consumer is the college student. And that usually, those requirements are most likely not the case for collegiate students. So we're talking to older folks, investors. Some of them get it, some of them don't. And, you know, when you are pitching, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, the first step is, does this person even believe what you believe about the industry or about the problem you're solving? And we found that it was really difficult to try to explain, you know, yeah, like there is a need to have products in less than 15 minutes, and these are the types of products. But college students really understood this problem. And, you know, the second we launched on Republic's platform, we found tons of college students, you know, investing $50, investing $100, and now literally being investors of a company where the solution resonates with them. And I think that, you know, platforms like Republic make this possible. But outside of that, we wouldn't really find a way to galvanize the people we're solving for.
Well, yeah, I think it's great. It also is a testament. It sort of tells the story as to whether the viability of your product or your service or your company or idea is there. It doesn't necessarily mean if you can't successfully raise, which you guys are, what, 123% over what your raise is, and you still have 40 days left, 166 people have invested in your company. If people want to learn more about that and learn all the details, like she said, go to republic.co/jetpack, and you can literally, there's like scroll for 14 hours on all of the information you have to offer. But what I like is, like you said, you can go to a college campus. Like, maybe older investors would be like, I don't get this. And they wouldn't think that the humor about the hangover remedy hits, you know, would hit home for them or whatever. You can go to a campus. You can go to a bunch of campuses and say, hey, you can invest in this. You can be a part of it if you think it's a problem or not, or you think it's a solution for a problem. And you'll get the answer immediately. Like, if people want to invest in this, it says a lot about whether or not you're chasing after a goal that's worth chasing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And obviously the answer has come that yes, because you guys have seen some success here. And what would you plan on doing with this, with the funds, if you're once you're done raising this, what's the next step for you guys?
Absolutely. Well, there's two main things in our pipeline. You know, now that we launched on Stanford's campus, we're gearing up to launch on additional campuses this fall. And really, these funds are going to allow us to, you know, get new jetpackers on different campuses, you know, be able to really, you know, market and acquire customers. You know, we had a lot of pizza booths on Stanford's campus. That's awesome. Students love pizza.
So do I.
On top of pizza is awesome. It unfortunately becomes the entrepreneurial lunch, dinner, breakfast of choice. So I'm a fan of pizza. And, Yeah, so it's going to really help us scale onto other campuses. And then the second piece, which is a really cool learning we had on Stanford's campus, is that, you know, we launched with a mobile app, which was, okay, you download the app, you go on, pick the thing you need, it'll locate the nearest Jetpacker with the product, and then you meet up and the monetary transaction is instant. But what we quickly found is that, you know, if our value proposition is really, you know, speedy delivery, just a few minutes, getting people to download a mobile app is really difficult, and that can also add time to placing the order.
Yep.
And so what we're developing now is a way to place the order through SMS, so through a simple text.
That's awesome.
So you just text the word coffee to a Jetpack phone number, to Jetpack. That'll be the same as placing the order, which is huge for us because it's just in line with the habits that, you know, when someone needs something, sometimes the first thing they he or she may do is text their friends. And so we really wanted to replicate that process as closely as possible. And so, you know, that is a piece that the funds will be going into finalizing the technology into that space.
Very cool. I love it. Thank you, Fatima Diko from Jetpack for joining us today and kind of filling everybody in. And again, for people out there listening, check them out. It's worth a gander, republic.co/jetpack. Thanks so much, Fatima.
Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm Scott Catoon. You're listening to WGN Radio AM 720.